Welcome to Ghouls Night Out with your hostesses, Brandy and Jody.
Hello, beautiful ghouls. Welcome. This is Brandy. I'm here with my sister, Jody.
Hello.
So I have some like one in a million stories for us. So this one time I was in a cab and my card would not work in the card swiper thingy. So thankfully, we were next to a sketchy liquor store with an ATM attached to the building. I begrudgingly asked the cab driver if he could keep the meter running for 1 minute so I could get some cash out. He agreed. I ran to take $20 out of the machine, and it kept spitting out 20s. I ended up getting over $300, and my account balance showed only 20 was taken out. I called the number on the machine, but never got anywhere. I never got this lucky again.
Oh, gosh.
That would be great.
I tried giving it back, but nobody called me back, so. Bummer.
I was on a bus reading a magazine. The article was about a specific woman who lived in the city I lived in. I happened to look up from the magazine when the bus stopped for a moment. The bus had stopped to let somebody cross the street. The person crossing the street was the same woman in the magazine article I was reading.
That's crazy.
I was stationed at Fort Derrick, Maryland, a number of years ago, and we were assigned to post housing. Soon after we arrived, someone knocked on the door and asked to sign a petition for central air. I signed and was told they were confident we'd be getting it soon. A week or so later, I was signing up for a class at a nearby Hood College, and the woman signing me up noticed my address. It was the same address she had some 20 years earlier. She said, "Do you have central air?" Why would you ask? I said. She said, "Well, when we moved in, we signed a petition for central air, and we were told we would be getting it soon." That was 20 years ago.
That's hilarious.
After I proposed to my girlfriend, now wife of 22 years, she set up an online registry and checklist for our wedding. Back then, all you needed was a 4-digit passcode. She sent me the logon credentials, and when I saw the passcode she had chosen, my heart skipped a beat. I asked her why she chose that number, and she told me it was her ATM PIN number. It was also my ATM PIN number. She made hers from family birthdays, and mine came from the last 4 digits of my phone number my family had 20 years before in a different state 1,500 miles away.
That's cute.
Meant to be. I was reading a humor/memoir type book, and the author was describing her kidney stones. I could really feel it and thought she may be the best writer ever to describe something so perfectly that I could actually feel. Cut to an hour later, I'm in the emergency room being treated for kidney stones.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
That is weird.
When I was in high school, my parents were looking to buy a new house, and I went to an open house with them. While touring the home, I decided which room I'd want to be mine if they got that house. I specifically told them I loved the large closet and built-in shelving. When I opened the closet to show them how big it was, the first sweatshirt hanging was an old soccer tournament sweatshirt from several years prior with all the team's names, player names, and age brackets. Realizing it looked familiar, I scanned the names and saw my name on the list. I had apparently played against the girl in a soccer tournament a decade prior and was going to be living in her old place.
That's hilarious.
It's like, what are the odds, I wonder?
Yeah, that's so weird. It's just like there was a story, I think it was on Jim Harold's campfire, about this guy that he went to a different city and state for a business trip or something. And he had stopped to get coffee, and he went to go throw his cup away. And in the trash can, right on top, was an old elementary school picture of himself.
What?
Yeah. It was the weirdest story.
Weird.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's weird. What the fuck?
I know. It's like, is there like some kind of meaning behind this? Or, what is going on? And why are people throwing pictures of me away?
Yeah.
Rude.
Oh, Okay, hubby and I were watching R. Lee Emery's show Mail Call on TV one night years ago. I made hubby two sandwiches to eat while we watched, and he had just finished one of them. As the show went to commercial, as soon as hubby picked up the second one, right then Emery says, "You don't need that second sandwich, lard ass."
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious. My older sister has four kids, and for each one, she was pregnant at the same time as the last one of her other sisters. All of her kids have at least one cousin the same age. Her youngest is the same age as my son. They were born exactly 6 weeks apart to the hour.
Interesting.
A couple years ago, my mom and I were living in different but adjacent towns. We were talking to call one evening, and she told me about a weird guy she had met at the bus stop in the morning and the random things he was ranting about. I had met the same guy at the bus stop that afternoon, and he was saying the exact same things, except in a version of the rant I heard him also incorporate a comment my mom had made to him that morning.
Oh, weird.
Weird. In 2004, I was backpacking around Europe with my then boyfriend, after the end of the semester abroad. It was before smartphones. We were very out of touch unless we stopped at an internet cafe. We had unlimited train pass, so we would go to the station, pick a random destination, and go. We chose Copenhagen, and when we got there, it was insanely crowded. Like, couldn't move on the sidewalks. We thought, wow, didn't realize it was so densely populated. Turns out, at the destination we had chose randomly, on a random day, we showed up 45 minutes before the Danish royal wedding, the event of the century. We got to watch.
That's cool.
Yeah. I married in 1999. I have a sister who never wanted to get married. She had been with the same guy since 1996. Neither of them celebrates any holidays or birthdays, so it made sense they wouldn't marry. During the pandemic, they sold their house while they were living in another country, and my sister asked me to pack it and get ready for the new owners. While packing their house, I found their marriage certificate from 7 years earlier. I called her to tell her I knew about their marriage. She said she forgot all about it and said, "We married for the taxes. We will divorce if it's more favorable economically for us, but we will still be together." I asked, "When's your wedding anniversary?" She said, "I don't know. I can't remember." I say, "It's the same as mine. You married on my wedding anniversary and didn't even tell me about it." We still laugh about it. My brother and I are both named for family members, me for my grandma and great aunt, and my brother for our great grandpa and our grandpa's last name. It was only much later that our mom realized we both shared names with main characters in To Kill a Mockingbird. Scout's real name is Jean Louise, my name, and Dill's real name is Charles Baker, my brother's name. It's the top random fact for us. That's weird. In 1996-1997, I was attending junior college in California and had some pretty great teachers. My favorite, though, was my early childhood studies teacher. She was kind, supportive, and encouraging. Flash forward 22 years, almost 800 miles, and a state away. I'm working at a high school, and a student's grandma comes in to drop some clothes off for her granddaughter. About 60 seconds after leaving, she comes back into the school and asks me by my name, if it's me. My favorite teacher from decades ago was living in another state and remembered me and my name. We were in our early 20s and hanging out at our parents' house, and my brother was on the floor playing with our dog, and I was on the couch watching TV. My brother grabbed a tennis ball and tosses it to the dog. The dog had really bad timing and closed his mouth before the ball got there, so the ball bounces off the dog's chin and right into my brother's open eye. It ended up scratching his cornea, and we went to the urgent care clinic. The doctor was surprised because when he was younger, he scratched his cornea the exact same way. I have a 10-year-old daughter in fifth grade who had a classmate that had become a good friend. At this friend's birthday party, I met her grandmother. We got to talking and found out that she went to the same high school as my mother, though not at the same time. My father taught math for 1 year at the same school. Guess who was in my father's class that year? My friend's grandmother. Even weirder still is the fact that this woman grew up about 100 yards away from my grandparents, and her father served as their town's city council at the same time as my grandfather. This is not a town that we currently live in, either. Any one of those coincidences would be strange enough, but all three of those spanning across 4 generations, the odds are astronomical.
Interesting.
A few years after high school, I learned that a friend had moved to a large city that was in a state on the other side of the USA. I decided a few years later to move to the same city. We had lost touch, so I thought that I might find him by chance at a concert or a public event. I did run into him shortly after arriving in the new city, but oddly on my way home from work while buying seafood at a little local shop. Because it was raining, he was riding his bicycle. I offered him a ride to his home, which just so happened was literally next door, on a property around the corner that was separated only by my backyard fence. We had been next door neighbors for months without knowing it.
That's funny.
My father's name is Peter John. My father-in-law's name is John Peter. And finally, I looked up the title history of my house, when it was built, and who the owners had been since. The first owner of my house, when it was built in the 60s, was a woman I worked with at my last job. We did not live in a small town. She had an unusual name, so I definitely know it's her.
That's weird. Yes, it is. Okay. I did Incredible Stories of Animals Acting Just Like Humans.
Ooh, okay.
After Turfle, an 8-year-old chocolate Labrador retriever in North Wales, UK, developed cataracts in 2012, he began to bump into walls and furniture. Soon enough, the once energetic dog was spending most of his time in his dog bed, unable to find his way around. On a whim, Turfle's owner, Judy Godfrey Brown, let a stray cat, whom she named Putty Tat, into her home. The feline made a beeline for the blind dog and began using its paws and head to herd Turfle into the garden. Now the unlikely friends sleep together, and Putty Tat helps Turfle find his way everywhere.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable.
I know. Santra, a female bear at Finland's Aitori Zoo, entertained visitors with a 15-minute yoga routine following a nap. Sitting upright, Santra used her front paws to grab her right back paw, then her left, stretching her legs as if doing a one-legged split. Next, she demonstrated the open-leg seated balance pose with near-perfect form, pulling up both hind legs while keeping her balance. Metapensa, who happened to be at the zoo and snapped photos of Santra's performance, said the bear looked focused and calm.
That's great.
3 New Zealand dogs recently navigated a specially modified Mini Cooper around a racetrack at about 20 miles per hour.
Oh my God.
Engineers raised the gear shift and pedals and added handles to the steering wheel. The stunt was an effort by Auckland Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals to show off canine intelligence and boost adoptions from the animal shelters. After months of practice and, we're guessing, many bags of treats, Monty, a giant schnauzer, Porter, a bearded collie mix, and Jenny, a bearded collie whippet mix, followed trainers' commands to put the car into gear, press the accelerator, and steer with their paws.
No.
Since a video of the test drive appeared online in December 2012, all 3 dogs have been adopted.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable.
According to Peyton M. West, PhD, an evolution and animal behavior expert, female lions actively court males that are more heavily and lushly maned, especially at night, which is reserved for socializing and grooming. Of course, today, such a bold discrimination is frowned upon by men and women, but the big cats are content to be old-fashioned. When fights break out among members of the pride, lions with flowing tresses get preferential treatment.
That's funny. They're like, okay, you are not going out like that. You're my mate, and you will not look like that.
Each winter for nearly 20 years, Great Whale Conservancy co-director Michael Fishback has traveled with other research scientists to the Sea of Cortez off Mexico's west coast to study blue and humpback whales. In 2011, he and his team spotted a humpback whale trapped in a fishing net and spent an hour freeing it. Afterward, in an hour-long display of thanks, the whales swam near their boat and leaped into the air about 40 times.
Aw, that's so nice.
That's so cute. Is there anything cuter than a baby panda, except maybe a human baby? Even the word panda is cute. In fact, cubs sometimes behave like human babies. They sleep in the same positions and value their thumbs. Pandas use theirs for holding the bamboo they munch on all day. Pandas are shy by nature. The Chinese have nicknamed the animal Miss Panda for its coy behavior, such as covering its face with a paw or ducking its head when confronted by a stranger. They're also playful. According to one Chinese travel site, pandas have been known to wander inside mountain homes and get into the pots and pans. And although they grow into solitary adults who roam alone and mate just once a year, they also like to snuggle. If given the chance, they'll sleep side by side with domestic animals. Horses have an even keener sense of taste and smell than humans do, say equine scientists. When horses wrinkle their noses and flare their nostrils, they're activating their vomeronasal organ, which allows them to sense smells we can't detect. Horses also have taste buds on the back of their tongues and the roofs of their mouths, which might explain why they reject stale water and meticulously move around meadows, grazing on only the tastiest herbs. A sprig of acacia, paper towels, and a plastic cup are just a few of the gifts that Toldo, a devoted 3-year-old gray and white cat, has placed on his former owner Azeli Renzo's grave in Montagna, Italy, every day since the man died in September 2011. Renzo adopted Toldo from a shelter when the cat was 3 months old, and the two formed an inseparable bond. After Renzo passed away, Toldo followed the coffin to the cemetery and now stands guard at the grave for hours at a time. That's sad.
It is sad.
Pigeons' speed and navigational skills made them prized military messengers in World Wars I and II, and the most decorated animals in military history. 32 messenger pigeons have received the Dickin Medal, a British award that honors the gallantry or devotion of animals in war. At the moment, pigeons are resting on their laurels. They've fallen out of military favor and are no longer used, for now. If capuchins ran the world, we might have avoided the recent baking crisis. In an experiment conducted by Keith Chen at Yale, capuchins demonstrated an understanding of pricing and budgeting, as well as a desire to avoid losses when required to buy food with tokens. Makes sense. This one looks like it's checking its stock portfolio on a smartphone. The first time Joe dined with British farmers Nathan and Charlotte Anderson Dixon, he was uninvited. The 4-year-old Bactrian camel stuck his head through their open kitchen window in Ashburn, Derbyshire, and proceeded to empty the contents of a fruit bowl. Now the couple, who rent out reindeer, camels, goats, and other creatures for television shows, movies, and photo shoots, set a place at their table for the assertive double-humped creature, where he munches on cereal and his favorite bananas on toast. I think this is my last one. A colony of marmots in the Australian Alps has embraced 8-year-old Matteo Walsh, whose family vacations there in summer. The alpine marmots are the largest of their species, sometimes reaching 15 pounds. Typically, they beat their tails, chatter, and whistle to warn other marmots of danger, but with Mateo, they behave much differently, allowing the boy to feed, pet, and even touch noses with them. Watching them makes me feel a connection with nature, says Mateo. Mateo's mother, Michaela, has taken photographs of her son's interaction with the marmots since he was 4 years old, and a lot closer to the same size as the furry creatures. How sweet.
That's so crazy.
And that's all I got.
I did read an article this week that they're like, scientists think that animals have personalities more than we think. And I'm like,
duh.
Yeah. I think even insects have personalities.
We just can't see them.
Exactly. Those were cute. All right. I have some creepy kiddos.
Ooh. Oh, no.
This one time my son, who was about 6 years old, went to the bathroom and was taking a bit longer than usual. So I knocked on the door and checked if everything was all right. He responded a bit too quickly with a yep. So I let him be. Another 5 minutes passed and I knocked again, asking if I could come in to make sure he was fine. When I entered, I saw he had taken all of the empty toilet paper rolls, stuffed some toilet paper into the end of each one. So I asked, what are you making? His answer really surprised me, to be honest. He proudly said, Molotov cocktails, Dad, obviously.
That's not good.
Where did he learn that?
How old was he?
6.
Oh, no. That's not good.
No. Six. Every day, my partner and son used to give me rides to work. Along our route, we always passed a funeral home. Interestingly, my son would start growling whenever we passed it. He would fixate on the window and growl just like a dog. Since he only growled at the particular place, we were curious and asked him why he did it. He simply replied, you have to growl back at the growlers.
No. Oh my God. I just got chills. What is a fucking growler?
I don't know.
I don't like it.
And why the funeral home?
Ew. No. Oh my God.
One day when my son was around 3, he began asking a bunch of intriguing questions about a younger sister, describing how she dresses and her personality. I tried asking if he was talking about his cousins, a school friend, or maybe a character from his favorite TV show, but this just seemed to upset him more. By the time my wife walked in, he was nearly stamping his feet, frustrated with my unanswered questions. After my wife tried to assure him that he didn't have a little sister, he got even more upset and shouted, "Then why does she look just like you?" This sent my wife running out of the room in tears, slamming her bedroom door behind her. There was something he couldn't possibly know. Just over a year before, my wife had suffered a miscarriage at about 9 weeks. It was deeply emotional, and she hadn't fully recovered from it. To this day, I still don't know who my son was talking about. Fortunately, those kinds of conversations stopped that day, and they were never brought up again. He now has a real little sister, but the eerie conversation is something I'll never forget.
Yeah, that's
totally creepy.
Yeah, it is.
For several weeks, my daughter began getting anxious at bedtime, worrying about the parents who said visited her at night. This led to quite a few nightmares and frights, and it was pretty eerie. We questioned her, asking, are the parents with us? Are they us? Are they your friend's parents? We wanted to make sure nothing unsettling was happening, but to all these questions, her answer remained a steadfast no. They were just the parents. A few weeks into this, my wife was driving with our daughter when suddenly she exclaimed, Mom, look, it's the parents! When we finally cracked the code. Following our daughter's gaze, my wife spotted a group of scarecrows. For some reason, our daughter thought scarecrows were called parents, and sure, scarecrows can be spooky, given it was also around Halloween. It made sense she found them frightening.
yeah.
That's weird. I went to pick up my son from daycare and could tell the support staff had something on their minds. After a bit of hesitation, they mentioned that they had gone swimming that day. They hoped it hadn't been upsetting for my 5-year-old, but thought I should know about the swimming. I was puzzled and asked them to clarify. They explained that while discussing pool safety, the kids, my son, shared that his little sister had drowned in a pool because someone jumped in without looking. He seemed very convincing. I had to tell them that he doesn't have a sister, or any sibling for that matter. They were stunned. When I asked him about why he shared such a story, he simply shrugged. There wasn't a clear reason. I wonder if he just tried to sympathize the importance of pool safety with this tale. Sometimes figuring out why kids do certain things is a mystery. Sounds like he remembered his sister drowning. Last week on Mother's Day, we visited my best friend's mom's new house to give her a housewarming gift. My 3-year-old daughter was with us, and she became curious about a gated-off staircase leading upstairs. I asked where it led, and my friend's mom mentioned it was to the attic. My daughter studied it for a moment before walking away. On our drive home, she asked me, "Mommy, the doll in the attic has monsters in it." I was puzzled and asked her to explain more. She casually remarked, "Auntie Mary's doll has lots of monsters in it. It lives in the attic." She wasn't frightened, just stating a fact. Well, that was unexpected. I guess we might think twice about visiting again.
Yeah,
that's creepy. My bedroom gets really dark at night. Like, I can't even see my hand in front of my face. One night, I woke up to my daughter standing right in front of me, whispering, "Mommy." It was so dark that all I could see was a big shadow. It totally scared me. My sons have done similar things, but never that close to my face. Another time, my daughter sneaked into her room in the middle of the night and grabbed my foot to wake me up. Oh my God. It reminded me of a childhood fear, except this time it was my own little monster instead of one under the bed. That would be so creepy.
Yes, it would.
As a parent, the weirdest thing happened to me at work in a child care center. I work with infants, and we had a separate room for them to sleep away from the play area. On this particular day, while the kids were having lunch, the sleep room was dimly lit for nap time. Out of nowhere, one of the boys looked into the darkness, smiled, waved, and said hi. I turned to look, and there was nothing there. However, this boy was usually very friendly and would often smile, wave, and greet people passing by a room. Since my coworker hadn't heard him say anything, I asked her if she could handle putting the kids to sleep that day. I jokingly mentioned sacrificing her to the ghost along with the children. Of course, they were all safe and sound. That's creepy, though.
Yes, it is.
When my daughter was around 4 or 5 years old, she had this habit of tying her doll and hanging it from the top bunk of her bed in her room. Every time I walked in, I'd see the doll hanging there with shoelaces or rope ties or whatever she could find. It looked kind of helpless, to be honest. My wife and I would have conversations with her, trying to explain that it wasn't a nice thing to do. She would nod and say she understood, and then sure enough, a few days later, we'd walk in and see a doll hanging again.
Okie dokie.
This happened around 20 years ago when my youngest son was about 3 years old. I was up late on a weekend night watching TV while the kids were sleeping. All of a sudden, my son came out of his room and told me to come see the lady in his room. Honestly, it startled me a bit, so I accompanied him to his room, but when I got there, there was no one there. He simply said, "She's gone now." Curious, I asked where she went or how he knew about her, and he replied, "She comes out of the wall."
Ugh.
Oh my God.
I got chills.
My little girl was about 2.5 years old when this happened. She kept saying, "Hi, John," while in her room, even though no one else was there. A bit amused, I asked, "John who, sweetie?" She responded with, "John G. Hansen." I was stunned. This John was actually a cousin of mine who had sadly taken his own life 6 years earlier across the country. Now, John was a second cousin, and he had the same last name she wouldn't have known. Intrigued, I asked her where John G. Hansen was. She walked out into the hallway and pointed straight ahead toward the stairs. Not down them, but straight ahead, if you get what I mean. We both waved hi to John and quickly shifted the conversation to something else. That's creepy.
Yes, it is.
I was at my sister's house sharing a room with my 9-year-old daughter. She was fast asleep in bed, and I was getting ready to go to sleep myself. In that moment, where you're almost asleep but still awake, I suddenly heard my daughter say something very clearly, as if fully awake. She said, "It is the return of Saturn."
What?
Sorry. I was startled and looked at her. She was still deeply asleep, just like everyone else in the house. I think it might have been some weird thing my mind made up, or maybe the start of a dream, but definitely gave me the creeps.
What?
Yeah, my last one. I might not be a parent, but I regularly babysit my sister's little girls. They're 10 months and 2 years old. Today, like any other day, the older sister went down for her nap and had been in her room for about 20 minutes. I was in the living room with the little one just down the hallway when I started hearing the big sister talking. She sounded frightened and was crying and sniffling quietly. I walked down the hall, peeked in the door, and saw her standing in her crib, staring across the room, speaking in a hushed tone. I opened the door, and she began crying louder, saying, "No, don't do that," while pointing across the room. For the next 15 minutes, I comforted her. She occasionally glanced at different parts of the room and point and cry. Eventually, I asked, "Do you want me to tell them no?" And she nodded yes. So I pointed around the room and firmly stated no. After that, she managed to lie down and fall back asleep, but just slightly worried I might have a squabble with the ghosts in my sister's house now. That's creepy.
Yeah, little kids are creepy sometimes. All right, it's time for the witty wrap-up.
Yay, witty wrap-up!
I am continuing my I dated an idiot.
Yay.
Stories.
You like to laugh at idiots.
I know, it's fun. My ex didn't think that it rained over the ocean because there was enough water there already. She was shocked that it rained when we were on a cruise.
What? Okay, so again, with these freaking people, like, what do they think, that the rain is so smart? Like, oh, the ocean is here, you guys.
Oh, this place looks dry. Let's go here.
Yeah, this already has water. We don't need to rain over here. That's so... What?
Oh, my gosh. My boyfriend, in his early 20s, insisted that women couldn't be doctors, only nurses, and vice versa. He said that the two are the exact same thing, except one is male and the other is female.
Oh, my God. What? So it was like actor and actress?
Yeah.
But doctor and nurse?
Yes.
What an idiot.
Yes. My girlfriend would always ignore the idiot lights in her car until the car actually broke down. So we bought a car that actually tells you when it's time to have it serviced. Unfortunately, that brilliant idea backfired. One day, she was really frustrated and complained about the car being noisy. She said, "There's this big flashing message that says, bring auto in for service, and I can't get it to turn off. What should I do?" This person has a PhD.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what?
I am sorry, but if you don't even know that, you should not be driving.
No, absolutely not. If you can't, oh my. It says I should take it in. What do I do?
I don't know. Maybe take it in.
What? What? Oh my God.
This is someone's doctor. This is someone's doctor.
That is actually terrifying. That's like very, actually terrifying.
Very terrifying.
Oh my God.
My ex wanted to play hockey and found what he thought were the holy grail of skates. He bought them for $200. I don't know the exact price, as it was a long time ago. His friend, who lived in a city 1 hour and 20 minutes away, told him he got the same skates for $195. So my ex returned the skates he bought for $200, jumped in his old Camaro, and drove an hour and 20 minutes, costing him $50 in gas, just to get the skates that were $5 cheaper. That should have been the biggest red flag, but sadly, it turned out I was the idiot who ended up staying with him for another few more years.
Oh my God. You know, see, we always think that they're, it's just a lapse. Like, you just didn't think this one time. And then, no, it's never like that. They're just stupid. Oh
my God. My ex-girlfriend was in her late 30s and thought all bluebirds were boys and all robins were girls, because that's how it always is in cartoons.
Of course it's true. That is true, though. Right? Because bluebirds are boys. And what'd she say?
Robins.
Robins definitely are all girls. For sure. That's so dumb.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I had been casually dating a girl for a few weeks. I was on my way to the mall one day when she called me. She said that she would meet me there to hang out. I told her to park on the north side of the mall and to meet me at the entrance. It took her forever to show up. Apparently, she said she got confused when I told her to meet me on the north side of the mall. After a few questions, I found out that she thought north was just whatever direction she was facing. If she was watching the sunrise, she thought the sun rose in the north because that's the way she was facing.
Wow. Oh my God. I can't even. That's so dumb.
I mentioned to my boyfriend that I might be interested in learning to speak Italian. He kind of scoffed and said, "Why would you need to learn Italian? That's easy." I was very confused and said, "What? Why do you think it's so easy?" His response left me howling with laughter. He said Italian is just American with an accent.
What?
And yes, he called the language American and not English. It took me a few beats before realizing that he thought an Italian accent was the actual language.
What?
He thought that the saying, "I'm gonna eat a spaghetti and a meatballs," was actually Italian. I could barely get the words out to explain to him how wrong he was, because I was literally on the floor helpless, clutching my stomach laughing. I could not stop laughing for at least a full 10 minutes. He was so mad at me for laughing at him, but goodness gracious, how could I not? Oh, later that day, I snuck his phone and changed his ringtone to the Family Guy bit where Peter is talking gibberish to the Italian guy, thinking he's speaking Italian. He did not appreciate that either.
Oh my God. What? What? Oh my God, are you serious? Oh my God. Oh my God.
Are you done?
My cheeks hurt. Oh my God. I can't. That's so dumb. I can't. Oh my God.
Oh, while watching District 9 with my girlfriend, she became visibly upset, all tears and quiet sobs. She then turns to me and whispers, "When did this happen?" As if the mistreatment of space aliens actually happened.
Okay, does she think every movie's real?
I don't know.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
My girlfriend was very brilliant and had a master's degree, but still, she had some pretty hilarious, silly moments. This particular example stands out. She just received the new registration for her car. Tags are taped to the registration. But rather than remove the adhesive back from the sticker, she used a piece of tape to attach it to her license plate. Of course, it fell off after a short drive. I will never forget the look on her face when I explained to her that her tags were a sticker. She had been driving for 15 years at this point.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is actually the scariest shit we've ever read.
It even says on the paper.
Yeah.
Peel off sticker and place it on your license plate.
I don't understand.
I phoned my boyfriend up the day he moved into his first student flat. He was studying in the next country over, and we had a long-distance relationship. He said, I'm fine, just desperate for a cup of tea and can't have one until tomorrow. Why not? I asked, knowing very well he had pans. There's no kettle here. We'll have to go buy one. If you're that desperate, just boil water on the stove, I said. Oh, yeah. How do I do that? He genuinely had no clue. I then had to walk an adult man through the process of boiling water. I did marry that idiot, but only after I taught him how to cook.
How did he think it was any different than a kettle?
He's stupid.
Oh.
I was seeing a girl whose friendly who oh my god. I was seeing a girl whose friend recently purchased a new car called the Spark or something. I made a joke about how it must be the fastest car ever if it could travel at the speed of light. She said, no, only foreign imported cars can go that fast. She was serious. She blamed not being in school for a couple of years as to why she didn't know that cars cannot go the speed of light.
I've been out of school for a couple of years. That's my pathetic excuse.
Oh my gosh. The speed of light.
She was out of school for a couple years, Jody.
Didn't we learn that in like elementary school?
I think so.
I'm from the very south of Florida, and there are no cattle around down here. My boyfriend and I were driving up North Carolina to see my best friend, so we had to drive north through the state. We were about 5 hours into our trip when he saw a field of cows. They were brown and white, and I told him that's where chocolate milk came from. He believed me. He was 23 at the time. He also told family members about the chocolate milk cows he saw. I never corrected him.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I'm sorry, but if you're that stupid, absolutely. You deserve to
100%
not be told, and you go around telling that story everywhere.
Exactly.
My girlfriend only watched Veggie Tales. She also had a video that said that the earth was only 5,000 years old and people used to live several hundred years because back then there was more oxygen in the atmosphere. She was really, really pretty, though. Maybe I'm the idiot because I seriously tried to get into VeggieTales with her. I gave it a serious chance, but I just couldn't. We were both in college. The conversations with her were like talking to a brick wall. There was never any depth to any conversation. One time she said, I like carrots. They're orange. Do you like carrots? I ended the relationship by getting out of the car at a stoplight after such a conversation. I just started walking and never looked back. But she was pretty.
She's so pretty.
Oh, wait. But there was one upside to the stupidity. I learned from her that maybe I should just be myself and not pretend to be someone else just because a girl is pretty.
There you go.
See? He had to go through that.
She sounds like one of those NPCs.
NPC?
Non-player characters?
Oh.
Where she's just like,
oh, yeah.
I like carrots. Carrots are orange.
The ones that when they go in their house, they sit on their couch and just stare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. Mm-hmm. I like carrots.
They're orange. My boyfriend and I watched a documentary that explained how sharks have electric sensory receptors, which they use for hunting.
Oh, no.
My boyfriend said, that's not possible. Sharks are supposedly millions of years old, but we only invented electricity 100 years ago.
That's right.
What the fuck do you think lightning is? Motherfucker.
No, we invented it like 100 years ago.
So. Oh my god. The girl I was dating told me she doesn't let her dog eat meat because that would be cannibalism. Her reason for believing that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. She said that because in cartoon movies, the animals are all able to understand each other and act as a family. So one eating another would be against the laws of nature. But of course, it's okay for us humans to eat meat because we're not animals, we're humans. I had to politely ask her to never repeat that to anyone else.
Or please stop thinking that way immediately. You're an idiot. She must have been really pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. My boyfriend was getting his license renewed, and they asked him if he wanted to be an organ donor. He said no. When I asked why, he told me it was because he didn't want the government to come knocking for any of his organs when he still needed them. He really thought that becoming an organ donor meant that at any time, his organs could be taken.
Yeah, the government's going to knock on your door and be like, excuse me, sir, we need a pancreas right now.
Oh my gosh. So stupid.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I asked him about the class he was taking at community college. He said, it's going okay, better than last year. I failed it twice. Must be a hard class. What's it about? I asked. Learning strategies, he replied. He failed a class about how to learn twice.
Oh my God.
These make me feel so much better.
I know, right? They really do.
My girlfriend and I were driving down the road and she saw the moon still visible during the day. She asked, how is the moon out at the same time as the sun? I said, sometimes that happens. It's not that uncommon. What she said next blew my mind. No, they are the same thing. No. So how can we see both at the same time? She shouted. The sun and the moon are two different things. Are you serious? I asked. Yeah, not everyone went to college like you, schoolboy, she retorted.
Oh my God.
I was stunned. No. You learned this in grade two, I said. She was in her early 30s.
Oh my God. How? I don't understand. How was she that old?
No. While making Kool-Aid, my girlfriend was perplexed. The package said it needed one cup of sugar, but she only had a third cup scoop. So she asked, where is the whole cup? To which I replied, I don't know, just use the third cup. Well, how many scoops do I use then? It's one third of a cup, I replied. I don't know fractions, just tell me, she scoffed. I'm not going to tell you, figure it out. It's one third of a cup. Quite astonished, I asked, how many do you think it would be? I don't know, just tell me, she screamed impatiently. Three! The girl was 20 years old at the time. I'll never forget that.
I don't know fractions, but...
I mean, I'm not great at it, but I mean, one it's third?
Common sense.
One third?
Yeah. Yeah. It's common sense. Yeah, common sense, they have none.
Yes. I was hiking with my girlfriend, and we were following a trail. We were following a trail I read up online. We got to a fork, and I said, okay, now we need to go north. She then said, haven't we been doing this the whole time? Confused, I looked at her and asked why she thought that. She replied, north is the direction in front of you.
Oh my God.
I'm still not entirely sure about the origins of that logic.
It's another one.
Yeah, they think whichever way they are, it's just, there's north.
I am the center of all the universe ever.
Wherever I go, everything follows.
Exactly.
Every day, my girlfriend would put her car in neutral and push it out of her parking spot. I just assumed her shifter was messed up or she had a bad transmission, but I didn't want to replace it since the car was like 5 or 6 years old at the time. Oh, but she didn't want to replace it. What? She put her car in neutral to push it out of her parking. She didn't know about
reverse. She didn't know how to reverse. Yeah. That's...
Oh my God. Then she should not be driving.
Absolutely fucking not. Like, how do you, that's so much hard. How do you do that?
I don't even know if I could do that. I mean, I guess I could if I had to, but Wow. Does she not see people in their cars, going backwards?
I don't know. See, that's why these stories really confuse me, because, like, how? There's no... I don't understand. I don't understand how... There's no way these people can be that stupid.
Oh, I wasn't even done with this one.
Oh, God.
The truth left me shaking my head. One day, I had to drive her home because she hurt her ankle, and without even thinking about it, I put the car in reverse. She screamed at me when I put the car in racing to back it up. She seriously didn't know her car had a reverse gear, and for the 3 years she'd been driving it, had manually backed up every single time. Racing?
She should not, like, why is she driving?
She shouldn't be doing anything.
Oh my God.
Period.
Unbelievable.
Does she not take driver's ed?
I don't know. How does that happen?
What? How does she even... This can't be true. How could she even learn how to drive? Like, someone teaching her to drive without knowing how to do a reverse.
I don't know.
That's not... I think it's bullshit.
Okay, we're calling bullshit on that one.
Yes, definitely.
Bullshit. No one's that stupid.
Not if you've been driving for 3 years. You can't get out and manually...
No,
there's pull no your way. Car in reverse for 3 years.
No. There's no way. Yeah.
No. Bullshit. No. Don't believe it. A crazy ex-date who was a staunch Buddhist had a large portrait of, I don't know how to say this word, Ganyan, hung in his room. He doesn't eat beef due to his beliefs. In the 3 short weeks we were seeing each other, he suggested we go to his favorite restaurant to eat his favorite Swedish meatball lunch at IKEA. In multicultural Singapore, the restaurant has 2 sections, regular and halal, to cater to our Muslim friends, which is common here. The meatballs at both counters are the same, made of a mix of chicken and beef. I asked him, why IKEA? Don't their meatballs contain beef? He replied, it's halal, stupid. Why can't I eat it? I've been eating it for years. It's halal, which means no pork, stupid. It still has beef in it, I responded. My boyfriend then gives me the most serious, astonished look on his face. I'm glad that's over.
Oh my God. See, I don't understand that as someone who doesn't eat meat. If meat touches my mouth, I can tell.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking when I was reading this. It's like, I've heard you say you can't even like smell it because it like...
No, I smell it and it smells great, which makes me want to eat it. But then as soon as I eat it, no.
Yeah. I'm a gay man in my late 30s. My partner is a couple years younger than I am, and we've been together for 7 years. I first noticed a problem when I mentioned something about the Holocaust, and he had no idea what it was.
There are people like that. I don't understand.
I was pretty shocked, but his PhD, yes, PhD.
Oh my God!
Is in a science field, and maybe he just didn't pay attention to other subjects like history. But it was worse than that.
Oh no.
As I got to know him, I realized he really didn't know anything about anything. I'm talking about basic stuff like how checking accounts work and how to read a map. I used to cut him a lot of slack thinking that he was just sheltered growing up from a different background, but lately I've decided he's just not the brightest bulb. Last week he decided to order pizza. We waited and waited, but it never came. It turned out the restaurant he ordered it from was in Massachusetts.
Oh my God!
We live in Florida. I love him to the moon and back, but if we were a straight couple, I would have serious reservations about breeding with this person.
Oh my God! What? Wow. Unbelievable.
We live in Australia. I overheard this conversation between my parents. Mom, it's a shame we are so far from the rest of the world. Dad, yeah. Mom, why can't they just move us closer? Dad. Mom, but really, why? Can't they just put motors on the side? My mom didn't realize that, in fact, islands do not float in the ocean.
Oh my God, there's
It took over 2 hours of convincing to get her to believe otherwise. She also happens to have a PhD.
What the fuck? I'm never going to the doctor again. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, just put motors on the side of the island. Why don't they do that? It's so stupid.
You know, the dad was like, what?
Motors on the side. Just everyone grab a paddle. You know, just let's get closer.
Oh my gosh. I dated a girl in high school for a period of about 2 weeks. One day, this girl was eating a burrito, and I asked what kind it was. She said, it's meat. I then replied, what kind of meat? She repeated, it's meat. Growing annoyed, I asked, is it beef, chicken, or pork? For the third time, she repeated, it's meat. She truly believed meat was different from beef or any other kind of meat.
What the fuck did she think it was?
I don't know, but she liked it.
It's meat.
I had only been on a few dates with my boyfriend. We were at a very fancy restaurant when he asked, do you want to see how to properly taste wine? I said, sure. What happened next was pure chaos. My boyfriend takes a sip of his drink, chokes, and spits it all over me and all over our food while everyone looks at the drama occurring at the table. I've been with him for 9 years and I love him very much, but that was a very dumb moment.
I don't get that one.
I don't either.
I mean, it's kind of funny.
I mean,
but
is that how?
Compared to the other people, that guy's a fucking genius.
Yeah, really. Sounds like he just choked on his wine and
oops.
Yeah. I watched my 25-year-old girlfriend do something incredibly dumb and incredibly dangerous. She wrapped a potato in aluminum foil and tossed it into our microwave.
Oh my God.
I quickly told her that she couldn't do that because it was unsafe and could cause a fire. She looked me right in the eye and said, my mom does this all the time. She taught me. As nicely as I could, I tried to explain how she must be mistaken. She dug in. After 5 minutes of gentle arguing, I gave up and said to her, try it. She forced herself not to react to the volley of sparks and zapping sounds for the first few seconds, just in case it stopped. She then looked at me in the eye and said, well, it always worked before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It did.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Oh my God.
Her mom probably put it in the oven.
Yeah, or
she's
something.
She's like, oh, oven, microwave, it's the same thing.
Absolutely. Oh my God.
My boyfriend was cooking a stir fry and it was almost finished with the meat and vegetables, so I asked him if he was serving it with rice or noodles. He said rice, but I didn't see any, so I replied that he probably should have cooked the rice first. He snapped back, I have, it's in the fridge. I opened the fridge to find a bowl of raw rice covered with water and informed him that you can't cook rice in the fridge. He replied smugly, yes, you can. I saw it on a cooking show. The chef said, here's some rice I prepared earlier in the fridge. Clearly, he was unaware of the fact that cooking shows are edited and the rice had been pre-cooked and then stored in the fridge. Poor dear. Probably moved back into his mom's basement after that.
Aww. That's hilarious.
We were both in college at the time. I was doing my student teaching and had told some of my students that I would go to the fall play. But I had broken my right ankle, so my girlfriend had to drive. While on the road, we saw flashing red lights, indicating that a stop sign was approaching. She thought that the blinking lights meant that you were entering a different time zone. She dropped this knowledge on me on the way there. I was dumbfounded.
That actually would be helpful if they did indicate.
Yeah.
But they don't.
They do not. No.
Every time she crossed a fucking light, she thought the time changed.
How would you know if it was, like, what time it changed to?
She probably didn't.
And my last one. The setup is almost like the start of a bad joke. I was in high school dating a blonde cheerleader. I'm half Asian, and I was eating something with metal chopsticks. I noticed she was looking at me with her gears turning. I asked her, what's up? And she asked me, how do you guys eat soup? Trying my best to keep a straight face, I said, oh, the ends of the chopsticks pop off and we can use them as straws. Oh, that makes sense. And she accepted that without further question. And that's all I got.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Send in your stories. We need them. GhoulsNightOutPodcast@gmail.com. You can rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen. And we will talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right. Later.
Bye.